Peace and abundance always. Peter Abundant here. Thank you for listening. And I first want to thank all of my podcast supporters. If you're interested in supporting this podcast, feel free to go to anchor.fm/Peter Abundant. Now, today I want to share with you a special technique on how to transform negative feelings, negative emotions, because I think it's something that is important and imperative throughout life. We all want to be happy. We all want to master happiness and ultimately feel fulfilled in life. Now, to do that though, in a world where we are bombarded with negativity, fear, hate, we have to take responsibility for our lives and what we want to feel. Because when you realize that everything comes down to a choice, a decision, you have to own that right. You have to own the fact that it is your life. Therefore, you must actively decide on how you want to have this experience of life. You have to actively say to yourself and take the steps to claim what is yours and to take responsibility over how you live this experience, live this miracle of life. Many times, most of us go through life just kind of, you know, blowing in the wind. We just live, not really taking any ownership, not being conscious about what we want to do, how we want to do it. We're just, you know, allowing the universe, not even, we're allowing the world, society, culture, maneuver us, move us around, push us around, and many of us fail to own the fact that it is all on you. It is all on each and every one of us as individuals to claim what is ours, claim the right to be happy, to be fulfilled, to live the life we want to live no matter what. So as you begin to become conscious about your journey, as you become aware that this is your responsibility, your life, your happiness is 100% on you, then I know it can be pretty daunting of a thing to realize that happiness is a choice. It isn't about what you have. It isn't about what you don't have. It isn't about who you're around. It isn't about who you love, who you don't love. It is simply about your perspective about everything that is experienced for you right now in this moment. So it is important that you realize that your experiences is ultimately a projection of your thoughts. And as we experience life, many of us tend to let life influence us, let life manipulate us. Now, it's okay to look at life and see and have inspiration from life. But when we allow life and society and what we see around us or what is thrown in our face to manipulate us down a path of negativity, of hate, frustration, anger, sadness, depression, we have to get back into the reality that we don't have to be influenced by the dark side, so to speak, of life. Though those things cannot be avoided, those things are, in fact, a part of life. They happen. Now, I want to also say that they don't happen as often as many people think, but those things do happen. The majority of life, though, is beautiful. is happy, is positive, is vibrant. So as we go through in our experience as individuals, and you experience a moment where you're feeling stressed out because you're seeing a certain situation, a certain obstacle, you're having a particular engagement with a person that causes you to feel frustration, anger, hurt, pain, sadness. It is important to know how to transform that energy into energy that is actually going to be productive for you, that is actually going to be productive when it comes to you creating the life that you want to create. So how do you transform negative energy? The first thing you want to do is come to an awareness of what you are feeling. This is something that I think we should practice anyway. The more you do it, the better off you will be. Always check in with yourself. And I mean always. And I can't give you a number that will be too much. If you can do it every second, do it every second. If you can do it every minute, do it every minute. Every hour, that's fine too. But you want to come to a place where you can constantly check in on yourself and ask yourself this question: how am I feeling? How do I feel right now? Because a lot of people are not connected with their emotions. They're not connected with what they're feeling at the moment. Asking yourself, how are you feeling right now, sets the pin as to where you are. Okay. If you look on a map and, you know, say you're when you go to the mall, or say when you go to the amusement park, when you are traveling from one location to another destination, you have to find out where you are on that map. So checking in on yourself emotionally is you finding out where you are on the map of emotions. All right. Now, once you come to clarity as to where you are and how you're feeling at the moment, then you can ask yourself, where do you want to be? What location do you want to be at? In other words, what emotion do you want to experience? So most times we all want to experience happiness. We all want to experience pleasure. We all want to be, you know, excited or relaxed, right? So that's usually the default as to where we want to go. Now, this is going to help you to find a simple, you know, compass or a simple trail as to how to get from where you are, that negative space, to where you want to be, happiness. So again, you want to check in with yourself. How are you feeling at the moment? You want to allow yourself to get clear about it. Be honest with yourself. Remember, it's only for you. So you don't have to lie to yourself. You don't have to manipulate. You don't have to try to create excuses around what you're feeling, because it's not about why you're feeling it. It's just ask yourself how you're feeling. If you feel anger, that's okay. If you feel frustrated, that's okay. If you're feeling, you know, sadness, depression, that's okay. The next thing is really understanding that that's okay. So first, check in, get clear about what you're feeling. Then step two is accepting, being okay with what you're feeling, being okay with it, accepting it. And I'm not talking about accepting it as saying that this is the reality and this will forever be, but just accept it as part of your experience as a human being. We all experience all these emotions any given time for many different reasons, and sometimes for no reason at all. So when you have an emotion, accept it and say it is okay for you to have this emotion. Because that is the beauty of being a human being. That is the beauty of being a sentient being, is to have these amazing and beautiful emotions. So don't judge them. Allow them to be. Now, when you allow and accept that you are feeling this emotion, something will happen. You will then begin to feel another emotion. This emotion is called gratitude, appreciation. Because once you check in with yourself, see what you're feeling, then accept and say, well, it's okay. It's okay that I feel this. You can dive deeper and ask yourself, why are you feeling it? But that's not really that necessary. If you can figure out what you're feeling, accept that it's okay to feel that way, then allowing yourself to process the fact that it's okay. It is okay. Now, I'm not saying that you take those negative emotions and put it out there and project it onto other people, because no, that's not the way we want to do things, right? We don't want to put negativity out into the world. We want to transform it, right? We want to transform that energy into something beautiful and positive. So you want to take that energy, keep it within, keep it with you, and accept it. Then as you accept it, it gives it love. You take, by accepting something, acceptancy is love itself. When you think about love, what you are thinking about is acceptance, right? There's the essence of love is accepting other people, accepting other things for who they are, what they are, and allowing them to be. So when you accept your emotions and say, it is okay, you are perfect the way you are, then that thing feels the love. That emotion feels that love coming also from within you, and then mixes with the energy that you're feeling, the emotion that you're feeling. And with that love, see, it begins to transform the energy, the emotion, into something positive and beautiful. And with that love, you begin to understand the essence of gratitude, acceptance. And that's how you transform that energy. So a simple exercise that I do to help me out throughout this process of going from these steps is simply putting myself in a quiet space. Doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be the most beautiful quiet space. It can be a bathroom. It can be the shower, or it can be somewhere in nature. Put yourself in that space for about 5 minutes. Simply sit there, close your eyes, take a couple of deep breaths, and internally ask yourself, how are you feeling? And just listen to what comes out. Anger, frustration, envy, jealousy. And then say, it's okay. Allow the positivity, the love within you, to have a conversation with this negative, quote unquote, negative emotion and say that it's okay. We accept you. Once you begin to do that, that's when the transformation happens. And that's all you need. That's all you need. So allow yourself to understand that it's okay to have any kind of emotion that you have. What you do with the emotion is what matters. And by using this exercise, you essentially change the emotion so that way, moving forward, every time you have a negative emotion and you check in with yourself, you accept the emotion and you mix it with love and transform it into something else, you can't help but express something else, right? And essentially, that's what I mean by transforming those negative feelings. So I really want you to practice this on a consistent basis. Every hour, maybe set an alarm on your phone throughout the day. Every 2 hours, maybe set a reminder. Check in with yourself. Check in with how you feel. Because one, self-awareness in what you normally feel throughout the day is really important. You really want to know, how do you feel throughout the day? Many times we're distracted thinking or looking at what other things is going on around us. but we aren't really checking in with what's going on within us. So, and the thing that's going on within us really is what creates what is happening without us, like outside of us. So you have to understand that you are the creator of your reality. So your reality starts with what's going on within your mind, your heart, your spirit, your soul. And when you connect with that, you can manipulate and influence and inspire everything around you. And things begin to change. The way you view things begin to change. The way you view people and interact with people will change. But you have to go within. And you have to take that love that you have within and learn how to master using that love to take the darkness within you, which is okay, right? And transform that energy into something beautiful to then project and share with the world. I thank you so much for listening. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Feel free, if you would like to be a supporter of this podcast and take it to the next level, I really would appreciate it. Feel free to go to anchor.fm/Peter Abundant, and you can really, really support me on a whole new level. Thank you. Peace and abundance always.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.